not a good idea to save always. A frugal man, my father attempts to save at every opportunity. I respect him for his thrift, but I would like to see him change a bit. The money matters, it's not everything. There are people and things worth spending on. In middle school, I developed severe belly cramps. At times, the pain was so bad that I could hardly move. I had no clue what the cause was. My girl classmates suggested that my suffering might have something to do with the girl's monthly special needs, but I wasn't so sure. When I confided it to Mom, she had Dad take me to City Hospital for a checkup. Had she not been engaged that day, she would have accompanied me personally on the trip. An hour's bus ride took my father and me to City Hospital, at whose entrance my uncle was awaiting. The three of us went direct to the surgery. After a brief question-answer session, the doctor there arranged for me to go and take a CT scan. By that year, I had not reached the legal age to own my personal Medicare card. As a result, the scan couldn't be done at a discount. Peanuts as the fee was, my dear father still tried to pay less. At the registry, he applied for a scan with his own Medicare card. That way, he could save a bit. Of course, his name was used in the form. I protested, but father was obstinate. I had no choice but to proceed with it. After the scan was done, my father, my uncle, and I were sitting around in the hall, waiting for the results. It normally takes about a quarter to get the results, but that day we waited for ages. Half an hour passed, and in the chair I fidgeted, alternately standing up and sitting down. So bored was my uncle that he dozed off on the bench. Before I knew it, almost 3 hours had elapsed. I roused uncle, and together we went to the counter, where upon inquiry, the clerk told us that the result had come out a long time before, but he was puzzled. The scan had been performed on a girl, but the identity of the scanned person in his computer records was a man over 40. The bewildered medical worker, having tried to pinpoint what had gone awry, failed to figure out why the mismatch had happened. Out of caution, he withheld the report. Hearing the explanation, my father got very embarrassed indeed, his face turning as red as a beetroot. Grabbing the report from the clerk's hand, he rushed out of the hall, my uncle and me at his heels.